Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you so much, Isaiah. Always for introducing this show here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101. This is Baba Jahi. And today's topic, from now to the end of the year, is tax tips for larger returns. Basically making sure that you know how to deduct those wonderful tax deductions we get as home-based business owners. And, today, well, it's going to be a short show, maybe about 5-6 minutes. What I'm going to do is cover today meals and entertainment. Meals and entertainment. Okay, meals. On your way to your job, for those of you that work a job and still, running your home-based business, is that you might stop at McDonald's or Starbucks or any of those type places. And you do, as I said yesterday, you want to make sure you use your debit card as much as possible for whatever it is that you're going to purchase. But what you also want to do is, if you happen to make these purchases, and again, I'm just using it as an example. I'm not here to promote McDonald's. I don't get any advertisement money for McDonald's, but just using it as an example. A lot of people do stop there in the morning or some of the other places like North Carolina, like Bojangles and, several different places where people go in the morning and get a biscuit with, eggs and sausages or egg and bacon or just egg and cheese or whatever it is that you like on your biscuit. Now, here's a couple suggestions for you, for those of you that do that. Make sure you get out of your car and go in and order your food. Why did I say that? Because you want to get out of your car, go in, order your food. As you're standing in line, make sure you're smiling, saying good morning to people. Hey, good morning. How you doing? Most time people will speak back and say, good morning. And while you're waiting to order your food, that's when you whip out a business card. Not overly aggressive. And sort of like I do is, since I'm also a travel agent, is, I'll go in and I'll say good morning. Inadvertently, somebody always says good morning back, and I tell people, I'll give them a little spiel like this. It says, I help people with planning their vacations and showing them how to get discounts on travel. Here's my card. If you ever need any of that kind of help, hey, please feel free to give me a call. I just prospect. Now, if the conversation goes real good and real lively, I'll get that person's name and phone number. But now that I'm doing mobile marketing, I just usually give them my short code number. Hey, you ever interested, need some help, something like that, text Learn More to 58203. Matter of fact, hey, you got cell phone on you? Go ahead and text that in right now, and somebody from my office will get back to you. And it works wonders. Now, why do you do that? Because now what I'm about to order from McDonald's or Bojangles or wherever I'm at or Starbucks, it's just become a tax-deductible meal. Why? Because I prospected while I was there. And that's how you write off those meals in terms of the morning or even if, you get off from work and you stop at Boston Market or something like that, always be prospecting. Always have your business card. I keep business cards and flyers with me. And I'm always creating conversation. I learned how to become what's called a conversation specialist. So that way, when I'm out and about, getting meals, that I can write those off. Also, meet people for lunch. It's a great way to talk business. I met a person for lunch the other day. We had a great conversation, and inadvertently, they decided to get involved in my business. The $16 I spent for some chicken wings and some beverages that we had became a totally tax-deductible meal. So, you want to do that, even if a person doesn't join your business or doesn't buy a product, but meet people for lunch. And I always do, when I meet people for lunch, I offer to pick up the tab. Why? Because I get to write it off. So, those are some tips on how to take advantage of, you know, your meal write-off and being able to do that. Last piece is entertainment. When you entertain people at your home, make sure, again, if you entertain people at your home, you fix food, you know, whatever you fix, make sure you have purchased that separately from your regular grocery bill. And, you know, again, use your debit card. If not, you know, make sure you got the receipt for all the items. And what you can do, have people over for dinner. As long as you discuss business with them at some point in time, you can write that whole meal off. Great way to entertain people and write it off. Or if you're going to the basketball game, or right now football season, and you're going to a football game and you purchase tickets, or you want to the movies or the opera, as long as you discuss business with that person at some point in time, in 24-hour period of y'all going out together doing that, you can write all of that off. Yes, you can write it off as a business expense because you're wanting to dine a potential client. So these are some of the tips that you want to make sure you take advantage of in terms of your meal expenses. One of the things I always suggest to people for those meals that you usually get between work and other places, keep you an envelope in your glove compartment, and every time you maybe hit that Mickey D's or that Bojangles, take that receipt. Again, I want you to use your debit card, but take that receipt, put it in an envelope in your glove compartment. Like this month is December, and you have December's envelope. At the end of December, you would take that out where you'd be starting the new year. Next year, January, and you put in January's envelope. And you do that for each month. And that way, it's easy to keep track of those receipts if you ever need them. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi this morning with your tax tip for larger returns. Remember, it's not too late to get started in a home-based business for this year and be able to take advantage of the last quarter and get some great tax write-offs. And again, if you want to know more about that, or you want to learn more about that, text the keyword in the message box, put learn more, LEARNMORE, and text that to 58203. And we'll be able to get back to you. And remember, hottest new marketing tool going on right now is mobile marketing, and that's why I use my mobile marketing program. And if you want to know more about mobile marketing, again, text LEARN MORE to 58203. And until next time, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. God bless you. Have a great and wonderful day, and I hope this tax tip has helped you. Peace and blessings.